This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. Let's get a quick update on how the bursa is looking like at 9:20 this morning.
Hasn't gone anywhere. It's still only up 0.25% to 1496. Who knows? Maybe we might close today at 1500.
Okay, we'll keep a lookout on that. We are turning our attention to market trends. Markets in the region have been very volatile in the last month of the year after a rather good run. So what's spooking markets and where is the historical year-end rally? Where is Santa Claus? Are the reasons really that evident or are investors just locking in their profits? So we have on the line now Simon Lim, Fund Manager at Hong Leong Asset Management. We're going to take the temperature of equity markets and what would be the appropriate investment strategy to take for 2022. Simon, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Now, equity markets globally are in correction mode and Malaysia isn't spared either. But is this the time to take money off the table in general or does it matter which market specifically?
Hi, good morning. Yes, markets are in a bit of a funk right now. I think there's been quite a few negative news flow lately. You know, you have the Omicron, Europe locking down and also I think the Fed also turning hawkish. And also, like what you pointed out, I think in the year end, all these are happening at the year end, and this I think making things worse because the investors, those who are sitting on profits, I think they are all looking at this market coming down, and they are tempted to take whatever profit they have left. What I think is that I think it's important to stay calm. Don't panic. If you look at the global GDP growth for next year, I think it's the economy is still chugging along quite fine. So I think it's still a very important state to stay invested.
Now, what we do know is, like you say, right, the era of cheap money appears to be over, as noted by Fed Chair Jerome Powell's comments and even the rate hike by the Bank of England. Do you think the market has priced this in completely, though? And what's the possibility or probability of a taper tantrum?
I would think that the all this has been discounted fully by the market simply because if you look at the market expectations, I think even a few months ago, there have been a baking in, even a Fed rate liftoff next year and even accelerated QE tapering. And this is all happening way before the actual announcement by the US Fed. So in a sense, the market is already way ahead of what the Fed is about to do. As for the probability of tapering, I think it's low, simply because, as I said, I think market kind of have all these months to digest this possibility of the Fed tapering. And also, I think investors need to bear in mind it's a normalization process, a monetary normalization. Interest rate is not at 9% going to 10%. It's actually zero. Zero going to barely even 1%. And this is a good sign. I mean, it's a good signal that the economy is actually strong enough to actually absorb, to actually let this normalization of monetary policy to proceed.
And looking specifically at emerging markets in Asia, it has been a disappointing 2021. Will the coming year be another repeat with fund flows into developed markets?
Yes. So 2021, emerging markets had quite a disappointing year. And in fact, you could say even it's tragic because if you look at what actually happened in the emerging markets in Asia was because of the uneven recovery, COVID-related uneven recovery that's happening around the world. And you could even argue that it's because of the unequal vaccine distribution. I mean, if you recall what happened at the beginning of the year. So I think things should start getting better in 2022. If you look at 2021, you look at the GDP growth for the developed markets like the US and the Euro, it's about 5 to 6%. Whereas in Asia, it's about 1 to 3% because of the of what they were hit by the lockdown. And so I think, if I'm a fund manager, it makes more sense for me to not park any money in emerging markets this year. Especially given that emerging markets are usually perceived as a higher risk, and right now and this year even is even seeing a lower growth, so that it just makes no sense to park any money in emerging markets. But next year, I think the tables will turn. I think you'll see emerging markets are having a stronger economic rebound, whereas the economy in the developed markets will start to normalize next year.
Now, we look specifically at Malaysia. I mean, what is your ideal asset allocation for 2022 going to be like?
For me, it's definitely equities, 100%. I mean, not because I'm an equities manager, but it's just that I think over the long run, over the long term, I believe equities always will deliver a superior returns.
And what about investment strategy then? How are you strategizing for the coming year? Will it be value versus growth, thematic investing, or a very bottom-up approach of stock picking?
I think it will still be very much a bottom-up stock picking approach. A reason for this, I think firstly, is that I think the operational outlook for corporates is going to be quite challenging. I think you're already hearing supply chain issues, rising costs, labor issues, and I think it's a survival of the fittest where the best corporates are going to be the ones that is able to overcome all these challenges, and hence I think it's up to us as fund managers to find out who are the quality fund corporates, who are the quality managements that are able to meet these challenges, and I think that's going to make the difference in terms of earnings growth. And I think the second reason is also because 2022 is quite unique in Malaysia for equities. You're seeing that GDP growth is about 6%. I think the World Bank, like what you said, was 5.8%. It's about there. But then the earnings growth for Malaysia is actually a slight negative. Mm. So you can see so what it means is that not all corporates are going to benefit equally from this hot economy. I mean, 6% is pretty hot, actually. So from this economic growth. So again, it's up to the fund managers to actually find out, which companies are able to see whether this economy, 6% GDP growth, are able to translate to a meaningful earnings growth for next year.
But Simon, could we pick, if we were asked you, right, what do you think would be the outperforming sectors for 2022 and what would you avoid?
Okay, so our strategy right now, again, is stock picking, but if we have to classify according to sectors, I would say it would fall into quite a lot into exports. Exports meaning like a manufacturing, tech, and even some commodities as well. And also some of the domestic-centric sectors like consumer, but very, very selective. Stocks that I would avoid would be, we are not into politically linked stocks, okay? Because I think with the view that, election is coming next year, and I think things, the sentiment may not be favorable for this sort of stocks.
Simon, thanks very much for your comments. That was Simon Lim, fund manager at Hong Leong Asset Management, giving us some insights into what we should consider in terms of our investment strategy for the coming year.
Yeah, basically spend some time to find out which are the quality companies, which are the quality management that can overcome pricing pressure and inflation and pass on the cost to consumers, because that will really make a difference in terms of how well your portfolio does.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.